Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
We still have not launched that mobile studio. On days like this, it would come in very handy. Happy Monday. Spencer at Sports with you here on this April 10th of 2023. 319-366-1600. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great weekend. Great Easter as well. Lots to get to in the next hour of programming here today. As we start things up here on a Monday afternoon, got baseball to get to here today. We've got White Sox and Twins kicking things off here this afternoon. One daytime game today. Got plenty of basketball to get to as well here on the program, including some big transfer news as things heated up in the last, probably 4 or 5 hours or so. We had some big transfer news over the weekend. We'll get into that here on the show today. Talk about that and the NBA playoffs coming up here momentarily. Those things are set. Well, almost set. We got the play-in games coming up here this weekend. Actually, this week. Correct myself. The play-in games starting up here on Tuesday night, tomorrow night. We got play-in action as the teams who are not yet in the postseason will get going here in just a little bit. Got that to talk about today, plus Major League Baseball, like I mentioned. Also going to talk some golf. The big tournament this weekend. Of course, we're talking about the Masters. Incredible final round. Marathon day of golf from yesterday. Started bright and early on Easter Sunday and then wrapped up on time after a crazy day of weather in the Augusta, Georgia area. Crazy week of weather, I guess is a better way to put it. We'll talk about that in just a little bit as well. If you want to interact with the show today, 319-366-1600. That's the talk or text line for you here on this Monday afternoon. Bright, gorgeous, sunshine-filled Monday afternoon. I'm pausing because I think we have a little snafu. So I'm just going to continue my show here as if I'm normally on the air. It's never good. I've learned this. It's happened several times when producer Ben was in the chair across the glass. When he looks at you with panic in his eyes and comes sprinting into the studio, wondering what's going on, you kind of give him the shrug like, what am I supposed to do? I'm sitting here. And then the engineer, Tucker the engineer, comes sprinting in as well, trying to make things work. I may be here, I might not be, but if I am here, hello. If I'm not, we'll be back shortly. Here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City on the stream at KGYMradio.com. And, of course, you can download our free smartphone app and get it in your app store today and stream us through your smartphone, also available in your smart speaker. And we're in podcast form here as well. Apparently, I am not on the air. I'm just kind of talking. So if you are listening to this, if I'm around, if you can hear the sound of my voice, because I'm always the guinea pig. Something happens and it's like the gremlins attack my show. The gym class, you know, they could sit there for a full hour and they don't get impacted by this stuff. Todd Brommelkamp, he's got 2 hours, doesn't get impacted by this stuff. But here we are, just rolling and rolling and rolling. Are we good now? Are we on? We're on. Okay. 9437 on the text line said no sound. Apparently there is sound. I got the thumbs up from across the glass. So should I just start my whole show again? I feel like I should just start my whole show again. Just rewind everything. Put it in reverse. Hi. Welcome in. Spencer on Sports. We're here. If you're wondering what happened, I don't even know what happened. 9437, thank you for confirming what I thought was indeed happening. I don't know what happened. We were off for the first 4 minutes of the show. Those of you, I see Anthony and Marion, texting in as well. You missed absolutely nothing. It was me referencing the weather, me kind of previewing the show, making some comments about us needing a mobile studio since the weather is so nice. You've missed absolutely nothing. And chances are you won't miss much in the next 50 minutes or so. But 319-366-1600. As I was saying, this will all be in podcast form. You can hear, if you go to the podcast at kgymradio.com, you'll hear the first 4 minutes of the show where it's just me kind of blabbing to myself, not knowing whether I'm on the air or not. But I digress. As I was saying, lots to get to on today's show. We'll get into the Masters, epic final round, epic day of golf yesterday, bright and early on Easter Sunday. You could get ready for church and watch some golf yesterday. I'd spend a good chunk of your Sunday watching the pros down at Augusta National complete their third round to get the final round of the Masters in. Talk about that. Talk about Jon Rahm's victory in just a little bit. Mention baseball. We got some daytime baseball going on. The Twins and the White Sox going on here this afternoon from Target Field in Minnesota. Or in Minneapolis, the White Sox just getting a three-run homer from Hanser Alberto to take a 4-1 lead over the Twins. We'll keep you up to date on that. Take a look at some of the big headlines in baseball, including rough injury for one of the bright young stars in the game. Going to be out for an extended period of time for the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll get into that later on in the show as well. 319-366-1600. We are here. Thank you for your concern. A little bit of a tech glitch that happens. Seems to happen only with my program. Wonder how that is. They're trying to silence me. No, they're not. They're not. Things happen. 319-366-1600. Let's start with college basketball. We had a lot of news, especially in the transfer portal front, both for Iowa and Iowa State. We've got some recruiting news from all across the country here, and a contract extension for head coach TJ Otzelberger for Iowa State as well. Want to get to here in our first segment here today. Let's start with the big news involving the Iowa Hawkeyes here today. Iowa men's basketball team getting a big transfer. Big in the fact that he is a big man, but also a much-needed transfer that should impact the team right away for the upcoming season. If you watched any Missouri Valley hoops, any Northern Iowa fans out there that watched their team, or Drake fans too, that watched their team go up against Valpo this year, probably familiar with the name Ben Cricky. 6'9", 225 pounds, he announced on his Instagram earlier today he is going to be using his final year of eligibility at the University of Iowa. Of course, Fran McCaffrey been pretty out in the open about his needs and their willingness to address the needs that they have in the portal. Said a number of times they need to land someone who can be a big man, post presence for this Iowa team, and they certainly did that with this addition of Ben Cricky, a native of Canada, had a pretty solid season. Now, obviously, Missouri Valley, it is one of the premier mid-major conferences in college hoops, but Missouri Valley to Big Ten, we don't know exactly 100% how the numbers would translate when you go from, mid-major to high major. But Cricky with 19.4 points and 5 rebounds, about 6 rebounds a game, 5.9 to be exact, 80% free throw shooter this past season, and he was a 55% shooter from the field this past season. A little bit weak in the three-point department, 28%, but he was the leading scorer in the Mo Valley at 19.4 points per game. First team All-MVC. Career high this year was 34 against UIC, and pretty solid score. 30 points performance 3 times, was over 20 points 15 times this season. So Ben Cricky, again, 6'9", 225, coming in from Valpo, addressing a need for an experienced big man. Of course, the departure of Philip Rabracha, one of the key losses for Iowa and their men's basketball team this year. And Cricky certainly will fill that need. Kind of a nice, you think, bridge player, considering he's only got 1 year of eligibility remaining. So let some of the younger players that they have on their roster get some more experience and learn from them. And certainly can't hurt bringing in a guy with good experience in the Mo Valley this season. So Cricky coming in from Valpo, a big get, a much needed get for Coach Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes here for the upcoming 2023 season. One question, just reading about him and reading some scouts' takes on him, and I saw 8277 talk about this on the text line, or mention this in the text line a few moments ago, is rebounding. And looking at one quote that was shared by Jeff Goodman from Stadium, this is an independent, kind of an anonymous source, if you will, an anonymous coach from the Mo Valley Conference, talking about Ben Cricky and the type of player that he is. This is the direct quote from Jeff Goodman that he shared on Twitter earlier today. High IQ, great scorer, scores in a variety of ways, one of the best rim runners in the country. He is improving his range, but he needs to improve strength and defending in the paint, an average rebounder. That is the kind of anonymous scout from a Missouri Valley coach for Ben Cricky coming in from Valpo. So we know he can score, but can he rebound at the clip needed to be successful in the Big Ten? Certainly when it comes to assists, 2.2 assists per game, so we know he can dish it out. But can he elevate his rebounding game? Can he shoot a little bit better from three? 28% last year, not, you know, the worst three-point shooting performance ever, but not what you'd call incredible either. 17 of 61 from the floor, but a solid score in the post certainly will help Iowa here, and especially with the loss of Philip Rabracha. So Cricky, 6'9", 225, coming in from Valpo. We mentioned that scout from a current Mo Valley coach talking about getting stronger, defending in the paint, and being a better rebounder. Some of the question marks that at least some coaches have, or some scouts and have had about him here for this season. So that's the big news there. Big get for Iowa, certainly, and the fact that it fills a need. And can he do, you know, what's asked of him? Can his game translate into the Big Ten? He doesn't have an extra season to use. This is his one and only chance, and certainly you'd imagine there's some motivation there to prove himself. Obviously, if he wants to, you know, get to that next level of play after playing 4 years at Valpo, getting a good test in the Big Ten, one of the nation's best conferences, certainly cannot hurt him. From a personal standpoint there. So interested to see how he fits. Iowa, of course, not done in the portal. They are set to host Jordan Miner from Merrimack this coming weekend. 6'8" player from Merrimack, forward from Merrimack, who averaged 17 points and 9 rebounds this past season. He's already visited Virginia, set to visit FGCU, Florida Gulf Coast, and then we'll visit the Hawkeyes this coming weekend. So still a few targets out there for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. 319-366-1600 from the Hawkeyes to the Cyclones. News there. In fact, three pieces of news, one of them coming out this past weekend. UNLV connection is still there for TJ Otzelberger. Keyshawn Gilbert, transfer in from the UNLV Runnin' Rebels program, will be coming in for Iowa State. He's a 6'4" guard from the St. Louis area, and he announced his commitment over the weekend to the Cyclones. 11.4 points, 3.8 rebounds, and 3.2 assists for UNLV last year. 38.4% shooter from three-point range last year, and he scored 14 or more points 11 times last season. So big get there. Keyshawn Gilbert, a combo guard from the St. Louis area, making his intentions known that he will be transferring to play for coach T.J. Otzelberger and the Cyclones next season. Another piece of transfer news with Iowa State earlier today. Jackson Pavelski, guard from Wofford University, he has announced his transfer to Iowa State as well. Freshman last year for the Terriers, averaging 15 points, just under three rebounds, a game, and about three assists or so for Wofford last year. 39% three-point shooter, 49% from the floor. And Jackson Pavelski coming in from Wofford to Iowa State. The Wisconsin tie there. T.J. Otzelberger, of course, from the Badger State. Pavelski from Kimberly, Wisconsin, which is in the Fox Valley area near Appleton. Actually had a chance to see Mr. Pavelski play when he was in high school at Kimberly. I think Iowa State fans are going to like him. He was opposing team of the team I primarily covered when I worked up in Wisconsin, and was impressed by him, and think he's a good fit for Iowa State, just having seen him play a handful of times in his high school career. But Jackson Pavelski coming in to Iowa State, again, 15 points a game for Wofford last year, told On3 Sports he chose Iowa State because of the relationship with Coach T.J. Otzelberger and the staff. Pavelski saying, I was impressed with how Coach carries himself, his mentality and work ethic, something that he gravitated towards and made him a priority since day one, and hoping to develop as a better player with his time at Iowa State. So that's some news there. He'll definitely get a chance to play under T.J. Otzelberger, no question about that. Since Otzelberger, the other piece of news involving the Cyclones today, he was rewarded with a two-year contract extension announced about an hour or so ago from Athletic Director Jamie Pollard. That was announced today. Otzelberger's contract now extending through June 30th of 2029. Compensation goes up to $2.5 million on July 1st of this year, $3 million on July 1st of next year, and $3.5 million on July 1st of 2025. The press release says that's followed by $100,000 increases for each subsequent contract year, and all of the terms of the contract remain unchanged. So Iowa State also giving T.J. Otzelberger a two-year extension as well. So lots of college basketball news for both Iowa and Iowa State today as we get things going here on this Monday afternoon. 319-366-1600. I mentioned there was some women's news as well. We'll get to that here coming up in just a moment before we get into our NBA playoff discussion here on the program this afternoon. But Iowa women's basketball securing a commit from another prep from Wisconsin. They're continuing to pull. It's not something that's brand new. It's happened before. They're pulling players right out of the University of Wisconsin's backyard. Another Madison area player committing to Coach Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes over the weekend. Plus some big news when it comes to the transfer portal, who is and who is not leaving their schools coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get to that on the other side of this timeout. Spencer on Sports with you for a Monday on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we're going to have plenty of sunshine this afternoon. It is going to be nice and mild with temperatures rising towards 70 degrees. Winds won't be too strong today. Then later tonight, clear skies, temperatures drop down into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, we'll have plenty of sunshine and temperatures will rise into the mid to upper 70s. It will come with some gusty winds at times. And the winds get a bit stronger on Wednesday and Thursday toward 30 miles per hour, but that will lead to temperatures up around 80. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Welcome to Money Mondays with Farmers State Bank. FSB wants to supercharge your week, so grab your coffee and get ready for a financial jumpstart with these helpful Money Mondays tips from our experts at FSB.
There are so many different kinds of businesses. Hi, I'm Annie Lampe with FSB. No matter what you make, service, or sell at your operation, I always recommend business owners think strategically. Consider these questions. Where are you going? What does that finish line look like? Are you doing what it takes to get there? At FSB, we work with companies of all sizes to help them meet their financial goals. We do a great job to help you do a great job because your success is our success.
Money Mondays, getting your week off and running with intelligent financial advice to help you get ready for what's next. Farmers State Bank, providing you with faster answers, stronger partnerships, and better banking solutions. Explore your future with FSB at myfsbonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect.
Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
Tomorrow's our garbage day, so the leaf vacuum will be around too.
Leaves just go in your yardie cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay, they'll be picking up through April 28th on garbage day. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from crnewsnow.com.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
Get the message. Go to crnewsnow.com.
One innocent click could lock down your entire network for ransom. Hackers are getting more and more devious, so teach your employees to check before they click. When you open an email, hover over the address to see where it's really coming from. If it doesn't match, is misspelled, or looks off in any way, delete it. Remember, any email could be a trick, so check before you click. This message presented by Network Computer Solutions. Download their complete Protect Your Network guide at ncsei.com. The Earth is a big ball of energy. ENJ Geothermal wants to help you tap into it. Spring is an ideal time to have ENJ install a geothermal system to heat and cool your home. An energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system from ENJ Geothermal saves money on your energy bills, sure. But right now, you'll save even more with the extended federal and state geothermal tax credits. The folks at ENJ Geothermal would be happy to tell you all about it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Back at 226, Spencer at Sports with you for a gorgeous Monday afternoon. 319-366-1600. Hoops talk to start the program today. Had a bevy of transfer news come out over the weekend and into the start of the day today. A big story today, in case you missed it, at least from the Hawkeyes' perspective. Ben Krikey, 6'9", 225-pound big man from Valpo, announcing he is going to play his final season of eligibility in Iowa City with Coach Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. Also had some transfer news for Iowa State as well. Keyshawn Gilbert, a guard, transferring in from UNLV, and then Jackson Pavletsky, from Wofford, freshman transferring to the Cyclones as well. Mentioned some news on the women's side. First, let's put a bow on the men's side before we get into the women's news from the weekend here. And we'll tell you about our poll question, which has a women's basketball tie today, too. But some news out of the Big Ten. One player who's not going anywhere, Tyson Walker, guard from Michigan State. He is going to return to Michigan State for his extra year of eligibility. 14.8 points per game and shot about 42%, 41.5% to be exact, from three this past year. So big returnee there for Coach Tom Izzo and Michigan State, as Tyson Walker will play one more year in East Lansing. University of Illinois, talking about players from the Valley who've, maybe they've flown a little bit under the radar. Krikey playing at Valpo, who wasn't the strongest team in that league this year. I don't necessarily think he flew under the radar, but I digress. Guy that had a solid career, another Wisconsinite transferring today too, Marcus Damask. Southern Illinois fans and MBC fans will recognize that name. Marcus Damask from Southern Illinois. He is going to be transferring in-state, heading to Champaign-Urbana to play for head coach Brad Underwood and the University of Illinois. Damask having a really solid career at SIU, 1,600 career points, over 1,600 career points, 500 rebounds, and 300 assists in his time with the Salukis. Nice presence there for Marcus Damask, or for Brad Underwood, getting Marcus Damask to make the short. Is it a short trip? You're going what? Carbondale to Champaign Urbana, kind of like north and east, right? If I know my downstate Illinois geography here, but solid get. Another player I've had a chance to see play in person in high school from Northeast Wisconsin, Marcus Damask, will be taking his talents to the Big Ten. So some interesting portal news there out of the Big Ten. On the women's side, another recruiting win for Coach Lisa Bluter. Tegan Mullaney, a 6-foot guard from McFarland, Wisconsin, suburb of Madison, announcing over the weekend she has committed to play for Coach Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes. She is the fourth commit for the class of 2024. Mulaney, ranked number 59 among this year's junior class, according to ESPN, and helped lead her school to their first state tournament appearance since 1999 this year. 24.5 points, just under 12 rebounds a game, and just under 5 assists per game for McFarland. She enters her senior year with 1,700-plus career points. She is the second Madison area high school player to commit to Coach Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes for 2024. Taylor Stremlow from Verona, Wisconsin, joining the Hawkeyes in 2024 as well. So right out of the Badgers' backyard to the Hawkeye program that worked out pretty well with McKenna Warnock, as we know. Another Madison native coming to Iowa City to play her women's hoops, but a recruiting win there. Tegan Mulaney out of McFarland pledging to the Hawkeyes over the weekend. She had over 50 offers. I was reading an article in the Wisconsin State Journal. Mulaney had offers from 50-plus schools, according to her dad, in the article that I read out of the Madison newspaper. Wisconsin, Oregon, Kansas, Duke, UNC, and Ohio State, all interested in her services, but the University of Iowa able to secure those over the weekend. And a couple interesting pieces from the national scene on the women's basketball side of things. Haley VanLith, saw her in the Elite Eight against the Hawkeyes. Caitlin Clark reminding her that she was down 15 and be quiet on the free throw line in that game. Haley VanLith entering the transfer portal as a grad transfer. She has 2 years of eligibility remaining. She does have her senior year left, plus the COVID year, the extra year of eligibility. She is set to receive her degree from the University of Louisville coming up next month. So she is a grad transfer. A lot of people all over Twitter, well, maybe Iowa should get her. And first of all, Iowa needs to have an open spot on their roster. They are currently full for next year with scholarships. 15 of 15. If we're not aware of that. They need a spot. And second of all, I don't think there's enough basketballs to go around between her and Caitlin Clark if they were to team up in Iowa City. I saw something on Twitter that she is a do not contact in the portal, meaning sounds like she knows where she's going. That's essentially what that means. Or she wants to do the recruiting, quote unquote, on her own. We'll see where she ends up. Whoever's getting her is getting a good one, that is for sure. But Haley VanLith entering the transfer portal over the weekend from Louisville. Also, saw a texter from late on Friday point this out. But Lauren Betts, top-ranked women's basketball recruit from the class of 2022, spent one season at Stanford, and she is transferring as well. 6'7 center from Grandview High School in Colorado, same as Addie O'Grady from the Iowa women's team. She committed to Stanford in January of 2021, and now she is in the portal as well. So a couple interesting names there. We'll see what happens with them. What was the segment I brought back? Was that earlier this year or late last year? As the transfer portal turns, I need to bring that back because it is turning fast, especially with basketball players here now that the season is over. But some interesting transfer news coming out today. 319-366-1600. Talking hoops with you to start the program. We'll get to golf here momentarily. Spend some time on impressive final round for John Rahm in Augusta yesterday. Want to close out basketball looking at the NBA, though. We have the play-in games set. They are set to begin tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday before everything gets going here on Saturday with the real stuff coming up here on Saturday. But lots of things happening in the NBA over the weekend. Final day of the regular season was yesterday. Wolves fans, I got to ask, what is going on with your team? 319-366-1600. SportsCenter, I know, talked about it at the beginning of the show at top of the hour, but Rudy Gobert is reportedly suspended. He won't play against the Lakers in the play-in game number 2 tomorrow night out in L.A. Rudy Gobert apparently suspended and will not play in Tuesday night's matchup. That's after he, quote-unquote, punched Kyle Anderson. There were some words said, words I cannot say on the radio. I will be fired if I say them. But in the huddle, throwing a punch, I mean, it's, you know, it was a shove, a punch, whatever you want to call it, not a good look. And then Jaden McDaniels, frustrated at the half, punches a wall, breaks his hand, and is done for the year. Not the look you want to give yourself, give your team. Don't want to put your team under the microscope at this point of the season, especially, you know, with a play-in game. You're one of two games on the night. Everybody's going to be talking about it. You're going up against the Lakers, national TV. Not saying the Lakers are, you know, the cleanest, most together bunch ever, but certainly don't want to be the one exuding weaknesses heading into the postseason in a kind of opportunity. You gotta win to get into the postseason here, and not the look you want to have at this point. But Rudy Gobert has been suspended per Adrian Wojnarowski and Sham Sharania. Wojnarowski saying that if the T-Wolves lose to the Lakers, they remember the play-in, they're not done in the 7-8 games here that are coming up tomorrow night. He will be available. Gobert will be available to play against the winner of the Pelicans-Thunder matchup, which is set for Wednesday. T-Wolves, if they lose twice, they are done. But if they lose and then win, they are still in the postseason. So, yeah, kind of a just weird ending to the regular season, especially with the Minnesota Timberwolves. They did win the game, all things considered, yesterday, beating New Orleans 113-108. Karl-Anthony Towns with 30, Anthony Edwards with 26 in that one yesterday. Some history made yesterday as well. Game that really, in the long scheme of thing, the grand scheme of thing, the game didn't mean all that much, but Golden State blowing out Portland 157-101. Yes, 157-101. Steph Curry with 26, Moses Moody with 25, Jordan Poole had 21. Curry, Klay Thompson, and Poole in that game last night, setting the record for most threes made by a trio of teammates in NBA history with 779. That's a lot of three-pointers. That's like 779 more than I've ever made in an NBA game. So there you go. Congratulations, Steph. You're better than me at basketball. That was determined well before today, though. Play-in schedule looks like this. The 2-7 versus 8 games are tomorrow. Just a reminder how this works in case you don't follow the NBA closely. The winner of the games tomorrow, the 7-8 games, one in the East, one in the West, the winner gets the 7 seed. The loser then has to wait until Friday, where they will play the winner of the 9 seed versus 10 seed game. And then the winner of that game Friday moves on to be the number 8 seed in their respective conference. So we don't know the 8 seeds yet. We won't until late Friday. So the Milwaukee Bucks and the Denver Nuggets still trying to figure out who they're going to play in the first round. But we will know the 7 seeds as of tomorrow night. The Heat and the Hawks will kick things off tomorrow night at 6:30 Central Time. That'll be on TNT. And then the play-in game number 2 tomorrow night is the Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. That is set for a 9 o'clock Central Time start on TNT. Wednesday night, Chicago Bulls, the number 10, taking on the Toronto Raptors in Toronto. And then the West, last game in the Western Conference, is Oklahoma City taking on the New Orleans Pelicans. And then we have the 8 seed games, where the winner moves on to get the 8 seed. The loser is eliminated from the postseason contention. Those will be Friday night on TNT and ESPN. Schedule for Saturday is out. First game of the NBA playoffs is the Sixers and the Nets. You've got the Celtics against the number 7 seed in the afternoon. The Cavs and the Knicks at 5 o'clock Central. And then I can hear Iowa Hawkeye fans and just fans of basketball in general setting their recordings or making their plans, popping some popcorn. The Kings, Keegan Murray, the Sacramento Kings, Harrison Barnes too, The Kings will host the defending champion Warriors in the first round. 3 seed versus the number 6 seed there. So that should be rather entertaining matchup out there in Sacramento. That is a 7:30 start time on Saturday night. Steph and the Warriors visit the Kings on Saturday night. Warriors not been good on the road this year, but they are the defending champs. So kind of an intriguing series there to begin things on Saturday. So we'll keep you posted on those. We will have some of the play-in games Wednesday and Friday specifically, the games being offered to us from ESPN Radio. 2:40, we'll take another quick timeout. Want to get to golf. Big golf weekend with the Masters wrapping up this weekend. We'll get into that and hear from all the key players, get some analysis from what we saw at Augusta National over the weekend. That's next. Spencer on Sports with you on a Monday on the Gym.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get hours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off at Menards. Transform your home with a new garage door from Ideal Door. Menards carries more than 10 different garage doors across 4 different sizes. In stock today. Give your home the update it deserves and get a 9x7 insulated garage door with windows for $629.99 after 11% rebate. Good through April 16th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
I own Jones Family Dentistry.
We're talking with Garrick Jones about Midwest One Bank.
When I bought the practice and made it Jones Family Dentistry, I needed to get financing for a new building, and so I reached out to Midwest One Bank, and they've been fantastic. They've allowed me to accommodate more patients and serve my patients better. They understand what I'm doing from a perspective of growing my business and being there financially to help me. The people at Midwest One Bank have a wonderful chairside manner.
Midwest One Bank, simply better banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How do I increase our company's web traffic?
How do we improve our Google rank?
How do I justify a digital advertising spend to my boss?
Get the answers during a free digital seminar on April 11th. Join Z102.9 and CI Digital at the Marion Public Library from 9:30 to 11 that morning, or at BioVentures in Coralville from 1:30 to 3 in the afternoon. Find your digital direction. Reserve your seat now by texting BEFOUND, no spaces, to 71441. Text BEFOUND to 71441.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back with you at 2:43 with Spencer on Sports here at KGYM at 319-366-1600. Twins making a rally. Still game left. Just wrapping up the fifth inning up at Target Field. Twins now down 4-3. They went down 4-1 on that three-run homer from Hanser Alberto. I mentioned at the top of the show. Trevor Larnach getting one back in the bottom half of the frame. RBI single and then an error on the White Sox, allowing a run to score in the fifth. So one-run game now up in the Twin Cities. We'll keep you posted on that here today. 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp show on the way between 4 and 6. Forgot to mention the poll question today and tonight. We mentioned this on Friday show. Big day for the WNBA. It is the WNBA draft. Likelihood? Experts seem to think so. We're going to hear one for sure, but maybe two Iowa State women's basketball players, former Cyclones, get selected in the top 10 of tonight's WNBA draft. Stephanie Suarez from Iowa State. Also, good likelihood we'll see Ashley Jones from Iowa State as well. Hear her name called. We want to know what you think. Will we see two Iowa State players taken in the top 10 of tonight's WNBA draft? Yes or no? The experts seem to think so. We want to know what you think. You could vote courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. 319-366-1600. Let's get into a little golf here today. Impressive final round for John Rahm. I didn't see much of the action yesterday. I was back home in Wisconsin visiting with family for Easter, but I got to see the tail end of it. Got to see Rahm clinch things up on the 18th last night when I got back after making the drive down 151. But impressive final round, 69 for John Rahm. As he rallied back, finished 12 under for the tournament, and started the day, a marathon day of golf, 30-hole marathon finish. Started with him trailing by four, ended up with that walk to the 18th that got emotional for him on the 18th. And John Rahm winning the Masters and getting the green jacket in the ceremony last night. 3-under 69, that helped him pull away from Brooks Koepka, who had two really good rounds to start, carding a 65 and a 67, but then a 73 in the third round and a 75 in round four spelled his doom. He finished four shots back at a minus eight. Phil Mickelson making a huge run as well. So we look at the LIV golfers on the leaderboard. Mickelson with an 8-under shot a final round 65 at Augusta yesterday. But the real story of the tournament, John Rahm, 12-under, and he wins the green jacket. Here's what Rahm had to say after his victory at Augusta.
Hard to put it into words. Obviously, we all dream of things like this as players, and you try to visualize what it's going to be like and what it's going to feel like. And when I hit that third shot on the green, and I could tell it was close by the crowd's reaction, just a wave of emotion of so many things just overtook me. Never thought I was going to cry by winning a golf tournament, but I got very close on that 18th hole. And a lot of it because of what it means to me and to Spanish golf, right? It's Spain's 10th major for a player to win the Masters, fourth. And my second win, right, my second major win, it's pretty incredible. And to play the way I did today on Sunday, only one bogey, you know, on difficult conditions and coming in with a margin, hard to explain. You know, a lot of pride, and I'm really proud of myself from what I did.
With more on Rahm and the tournament as a whole, here's ESPN's Andy North and Scott Van Pelt on what we saw as the Masters wrapped up this weekend.
Well, I think, first of all, the weather that the players had to deal with this week was so difficult, from super hot early in the week to really cold and windy and rainy and wet and coming off the golf course and coming back. I mean, John Rahm was absolutely the best player from Thursday till the last putt dropped. I think that was the key.
He was able to steady himself. He's a sturdy fella, but I think his performance in the most difficult of the weather, because he didn't have the draw Koepka had.
Bad deal.
And he was obviously great on the weekend. Brooks Koepka was phenomenal. He sat with us right here on Friday as the leader, talked about his health and how it helps him. I think he showed it, reminded everybody how great he can be in majors. What do you take away from Koepka's performance?
One, he's a player that always has been able to raise his level at major championships, and now that he's healthy, watch out. He's going to be dangerous every single time he tees it up.
He just couldn't make a birdie. Went for a stretch in the middle of his third through the fourth rounds. It was more than 18 holes where he had to get a birdie to just grow the lead. Just couldn't get it. And John Rahm wasn't going to let it get away. Once he got his hands on this wheel, so to speak, he was going to drive it to the victory circle. And that's just what John Rahm did. I asked him in the Butler cabin, is it feels inevitable to a lot of us? Would you say that? And he didn't want to say yes, but he kind of said yes.
He meant it.
He knew this was his destiny, and now it's here. John Rahm, the Masters champion.
Andy North and Scott Van Pelt from ESPN and SportsCenter talking about John Rahm's win at Augusta. 319-366-1600. Rahm, like I said, 12 under par. Mickelson and Koepka both at 8 under. Jordan Spieth, Patrick Reed, and Russell Henley all finishing at 7 under par. Zach Johnson for the tournament, finishing tied for 34th at 4 over par. His low round was the second round, in which he shot a 70 at Augusta, 74 in round 3, 73 in round 4 for Zach Johnson at Augusta. And of course, the other piece of news that we heard this weekend, right before things got started up on Sunday, Tiger Woods withdrawing from the Masters after aggravating his plantar fasciitis one day after tying that all-time record for most consecutive made cuts at Augusta National by playing the weekend for his 23rd straight tournament. He really struggled to get things going in round 3 on Saturday. Just really painful, tough to watch. Tiger out there on the course. I mean, everybody looked miserable considering the torrential rain that they were playing in for a good chunk of the day on Saturday. Tiger deciding to withdraw from the Masters before things wrapped up on Sunday. This is James Colgan from Golf Magazine and Golf.com. He was on Game Night on ESPN Radio last night and had this to say about Tiger's week at Augusta.
I would categorize Tiger Woods' performance this week as sobering. That's the word that I would use. I think Tiger came into this week maybe with higher expectations than he should have. I think what we're seeing right now particularly is that Tiger is not at the level of health that he hoped he would be at, and certainly not at the level of rehabilitation that he hoped he would be at this stage of the game following that car accident in 2021. I think what we've seen is when Tiger has to play, you know, one round in a day, you know, that's fine. Or one round in a weekend, he can look like a very, very high level pro golfer. But when he has to play four rounds and he has to walk all four rounds, that's when things start to fall apart.
Again, James Colgan from Golf Magazine and Golf.com from ESPN Radio's coverage last night talking about Tiger Woods and his week and ultimate decision to withdraw from the tournament in Augusta. 2:51 coming up on 2:52. Quick 60-second timeout. A little baseball to wrap it up here on KGYM.
FanDuel Sportsbook NBA Same Game Parlays give you the chance to turn a little bet into a big payday. Choose any NBA game and combine multiple bets into one wager for bigger wins. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code PLAY to bet the NBA today. That's promo code PLAY exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Wyoming, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Back with you at 2:53, Spencer at Sports. Moving fast here on a Monday. Lots to talk about today. We'll cover everything going on in the sports world tomorrow at 2. Baseball, basketball, NFL draft, whatever we can bring to your attention tomorrow. We will talk about it here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Quick look at baseball. Twins and White Sox still battling up in Minneapolis at Target Field. Still 4-3 White Sox in the bottom half of the sixth inning there. Results from Sunday and the weekend. The Cubs dropping the series finale to Texas yesterday, 8-2. Cubs did end up taking 2 of 3 from the Texas Rangers. The White Sox falling in 2 of their 3 games against the Pittsburgh Pirates. That game, of course, overshadowed by what happened to O'Neill Cruz, a star youngster for the Pirates. He fractured his ankle in a home plate collision, and underwent surgery last night in Pittsburgh. Surgery stabilized the fractured fibula, the broken leg, and he is anticipated to return to action in 4 months. So a guy that's made a lot of headlines for how hard he hits the ball, a lot of potential there, and the Pirates have been playing pretty well. He's been a part of that to start the year. The Pirates without one of their young stars in the making, with O'Neill Cruz getting hurt yesterday in the 1-0 win for the Pirates. Brewers taking 2 of 3 from the Cardinals. I still have nothing to complain about, at least little to complain about, as the Brewers won 6-1 over St. Louis. Willy Adames and Christian Yelich. Yes, he still exists. Christian Yelich, he hit a home run yesterday, as did Willy Adames in the 6-1 win there. Twins lost their series finale to the Astros 5-1. Twins did take 2 of 3 in that series with Houston. And the Royals, hey, Royals playing decent baseball this weekend. Took 2 of 3 against the Giants, but lost in the series finale 3-1 to San Francisco. Michael Conforto with a go-ahead 2-run homer in that one. White Sox and Twins going on now, also in action tonight, 6:40. The Cubs hosting the Seattle Mariners. Luis Castillo and Drew Smyly there. Royals are in Texas taking on the Rangers at 7:05. The Cardinals are in Colorado taking on the Rockies, and the Brewers out west as well, taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks at 8:40 tonight. Another story of baseball is that Tampa Bay Rays team, Tampa Bay 9-0 on the year. Last unbeaten team left in baseball. Saw some people pointing out, and I will give them this, their first 9 games have been against the Tigers, Nationals, and Oakland A's. All teams that are not expected to do much. Not trying to discredit what the Rays have done at all, not saying that at all, but consider the opponents, I think is what some people are pointing to when you look at the Rays' hot streak to start the season. 9-0, opening up a series with Boston. Another team that's unbeaten to start the year, Cedar Rapids Colonels, took all 3 from Peoria this weekend. Their home opener is tomorrow as they welcome the Quad Cities River Bandits to town for a 6-game series starting tomorrow night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. That wraps it up here for us on the show today. Thanks for hanging out as always. Back with you tomorrow at 2. Stay tuned for the gym class coming up between 3 and 4 with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. Todd Brommelkamp on the way between 4 and 6 as well. Enjoy the rest of our local shows here on KGYM. Have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the beautiful weather.